This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. In Proverbs 31, we find these words, "A woman of valor, who can find?" In Jewish culture, Proverbs 31 is sung every week on the Sabbath and read at the end of a woman's life at her funeral. It's the ultimate praise for any woman. Here's Yael Eckstein with an encouraging story of a true woman of valor.
According to Jewish tradition, Devorah, a judge for the people of Israel, was an intellectually and spiritually strong woman. But her husband was neither. He wasn't even motivated to grow or change. This must have been disappointing for Devorah, but she didn't shout at him or tell him that he was no good. Instead, she made lapidot, or wicks, and she asked her husband to bring them to the tabernacle to be used for the menorah lamp. Devorah's husband went on to do this errand, and he was completely inspired by the holiness of the tabernacle, as she knew he would be. Devorah's husband was honored for his contribution and became known as Lapidot for what he accomplished. The tabernacle was enlightened, Devorah's husband was elevated, and she had never even said a word. That is powerful, feminine leadership, nurturing and encouraging, inspiring growth through love. When we want someone to do something for us, be it our children, our spouse, coworkers, or friends, there are two ways we can go about it. We can use force, or we can use love. Devorah teaches us that the softer touch is often a more powerful force of change.
If you would like to learn more about what it means to be a woman of valor, visit holylandmoments.ca to download a free copy of the Fellowship's newest devotional. That's holylandmoments.ca.